Hello, wonderful parent. I'm Inara, and I want to talk with you today about something that might be happening in your home right now. Maybe you've noticed that when the schedule shifts even slightly, when nap time comes 15 minutes late, or when you need to skip the usual morning routine, your little one seems to completely fall apart. And I know how that feels for you. You're doing everything you can to be flexible, to adapt to life's unexpected moments, but your child's reaction can feel so big, so overwhelming. Let me tell you something important. What you're experiencing is not a sign that something is wrong with your child or with your parenting. What you're seeing is actually your child's developing brain doing exactly what it's supposed to do at this age. Research from child development experts at 0 to 3 and the Child Mind Institute shows us something beautiful. Young children, especially those between ages 2 and 3, are just beginning to develop what scientists call executive function skills. These are the mental tools that help us shift smoothly from one activity to another, adapt to changes, and manage our emotions when things don't go as expected. And here's the thing, these skills are still growing in your little one's brain. They're like tiny seeds that need time, patience, and gentle nurturing to bloom. When your child's routine changes unexpectedly, their brain doesn't yet have all the tools to process that shift smoothly. Imagine if someone suddenly changed all the rules of a game you were playing, without warning, without explanation. You might feel confused, maybe even a little panicked. That's what your toddler experiences when the familiar rhythm of their day shifts. The predictable routine isn't just a schedule to them. It's their anchor, their way of understanding the world, their source of safety and security. The experts tell us that routines create a sense of safety for young children. They help children know what to expect, and that predictability is like a warm blanket wrapped around their developing sense of self. When that blanket is suddenly pulled away, even for good reasons, even for just a moment, it can feel frightening to a little one who's still learning to trust that the world is a safe and manageable place. Now, I want you to know that this phase is temporary. Your child is learning and growing every single day. And there are gentle, research-backed ways you can support them through this developmental stage. First, when you know a change is coming, give your child advance warning. Even a few minutes of preparation can make a tremendous difference. You might say something like, "In 5 minutes, we're going to leave the park and go home for lunch. Then, in 2 minutes, we'll be leaving." This gives their brain time to start shifting gears, to prepare for the transition. Second, give your child some control within the change. Research shows that when children have even a small amount of choice, their anxiety decreases significantly. You might ask, "Would you like to bring your teddy bear in the car, or would you like to wave goodbye to the swings first?" This transforms a moment of powerlessness into a moment of collaboration. Third, create special transition rituals. Maybe you sing a particular song when it's time to leave the house, or you do a special handshake before getting in the car. These rituals become bridges that help your child move from one activity to another with more ease and confidence. And here's something else that can help. In our story library, there's a beautiful tale called The Gentle Glow of Friendship. In this story, a little one named Eileen experiences an unexpected moment that feels scary. She's on a nighttime bathroom trip, and everything feels uncertain and frightening. But she discovers something wonderful. When she shares a comforting hug with her friend Igor, their night light glows brighter. She learns that even when things feel unpredictable or scary, connection and gentle comfort can help her manage those big feelings. This story can be a gentle helper for your child. After you read it together, you might create your own version of that glowing light. Maybe it's a special hug you share when routines change, or a particular phrase you say together. Even when things change, our love stays the same. These rituals become your child's emotional anchor, just like Eileen's glowing night light. I want you to remember something important. Your child isn't trying to make things difficult. They're not being stubborn or manipulative. They're experiencing genuine anxiety and distress because their brain is still developing the skills to handle change. And you, wonderful parent, are teaching them those skills every single day through your patience, your consistency, and your loving presence. The research is clear. Children whose parents respond to transition difficulties with patience and structure, rather than frustration, develop better adaptability over time. You're not just managing a difficult moment. You're building the neural pathways in your child's brain that will help them become flexible, resilient, emotionally intelligent people. So when that meltdown happens, when your child falls apart because you had to skip the usual bedtime story or because grandma picked them up instead of you, take a deep breath. Remind yourself that this is development, not defiance. This is learning, not misbehavior. And you are exactly the parent your child needs to guide them through this beautiful, challenging phase of growth. The magic book and I believe in you. We see the love you pour into every moment, even the hard ones. And we know that with time, patience, and gentle strategies, your child will learn to navigate change with more and more confidence. Until our next time together, remember that even when routines change, your loving presence is the constant your child needs most. With love and starlight, Inara.